Recipes. Recipes this month were provided by the National Federation of the Blind of New Hampshire. Meemaw Soup by Cassandra McKinney. President Cassandra McKinney often makes this homemade soup on the cold nights of winter as a reminder of the wonderful home feeling that she remembers from her childhood at her grandmother's house. She lovingly calls her grandmother Meemaw, hence the reason for the name of the soup. Ingredients: 1 box of pasta, 1/2 pound of ground beef, 1 large can of tomato juice, can also be a bottle of juice. Method: place water in a medium saucepan and bring water to a boil. Add the pasta to boiling water. Let it cook until the pasta is soft. Drain the water from the pan. At the same time, in a medium skillet, brown the ground beef. Once it is done, drain the grease from the meat. Combine the meat and the pasta in the saucepan, add the tomato juice, and bring the soup to a boil. Let simmer on low until ready to serve. This soup is best served with a sandwich of one's choice or with grilled cheese. Please note that this is also very good as a leftover meal and only takes about 30 minutes to prepare. Southern Chicken and Dumplings by Cassandra McKinney. This is a favorite of the husband of the president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Hampshire. This dish is sure to warm you up on those cold New England evenings. Ingredients: 1 package of boneless chicken breast, 5 cups of self-rising flour, 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of oil. Method: place the chicken into a large pot and cover with water. Bring to a boil and then allow to simmer on low for 2 to 3 hours. You can add salt, pepper, and other spices desired. Once the chicken falls apart when you touch it with a spoon, it is ready to be taken from the pot. Set aside. Mix the flour, milk, and oil in a large bowl. Keep some of the flour to the side to make sure that you are able to handle the batter with your hands. Once the mixture is able to be handled without it sticking to your fingers, you are ready to start bringing the broth in the pot to a medium boil. Drop small pieces of the dough into the broth and stir often with a wooden spoon. Cover the pot once all of the dough has been added. Once the dumplings all float on the top of the broth, add the chicken that you had set aside. Stir it in, and then it is ready to serve. The dish is best served in a bowl with a green vegetable. Maple Pecan Cookies by Carolyn Corrigan. Carolyn Corrigan is the secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of New Hampshire. This family recipe makes the best-selling cookies at Monadnock Chapter Bake Sales and just so happens to be the favorite of President McKinney. Ingredients: 3 cups of old-fashioned oats, 1 cup of shredded unsweetened coconut, 2 2/3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 2 cups packed light brown sugar, 1 cup, 2 sticks, unsalted butter, 1/2 cup maple syrup, 2 tablespoons light corn syrup, 2 tablespoons baking soda, 1/4 cup boiling water, 1 teaspoon maple or vanilla extract, 2 cups chopped toasted pecans. Method: preheat oven to 300 degrees. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. Mix the dry ingredients in a large bowl, except for the baking soda. Mix the wet ingredients in a medium pan and heat until the butter melts. Remove from heat. Mix the baking soda with the boiling water. Add all of the wet and dry ingredients together. Roll the mixture in the small balls, place them on the baking sheets, and bake for 19 to 20 minutes. Let them cool once done, and then eat them.